hearing is an ordinance amendment for Chapter 115 to define the substantially underway or abandoned conditional uses.
Now, this is an ordinance to amend Chapter 115, Section 115-174 of the Code of Sussex County to define when construction or use is substantially underway or abandoned for the purpose of determining the period of validity for a conditional use. In summary, this ordinance sets a clear definition for determining whether construction or use is substantially underway with respect to a conditional use. The ordinance does not affect the three-year term as extended by Ordinance Number 2208, only how to clarify and apply those time periods to a particular conditional use. And for the benefit of those in attendance, the code provides in Chapter 115, Article 24, Section 115-174, is proposed to be amended as follows. The current text reads, approval of a conditional use under this article shall be valid for a period of 3 years after the date of approval and thereafter shall become null and void unless construction use is substantially underway during said 3 year period. Any conditional use shall expire upon abandonment or expiration of the use. The intent of this ordinance is to add to that paragraph the following. Construction shall be deemed to be substantially underway if the right-of-way has been cleared, the roadways, internal streets, and or parking areas have been rough graded, the drainage system and or stormwater management facilities have been rough graded, and erosion and sediment control measures are in place and being actively maintained. In a case where no new construction is required to implement the approved use, the use shall be deemed substantially underway. If the activity permitted by the approved conditional use is actively underway. Abandonment shall mean that the subject parcel remains idle or unused or that no construction activity is actively underway for a continuous period of 2 years, whether or not equipment or fixtures are removed. And that was the ordinance that we discussed several months ago. They were finally introduced to council.
Okay.
They were introduced to council on April 17th of 2012.
All right, then.
I didn't notice a spelling. There was a spelling. It should be internal streets on the second underline.
Yeah, I see that.
Line.
Okay.
Internal. That's all I have.
Okay.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, time for questions. Go ahead.
Does this, when they talk about abandonment, is this after it's already been approved and was in use and they just stopped using it? Or are we talking about abandonment in terms of they've stopped construction? What appears
activity,
to be the stock
activity would have stopped,
but not after they.
It'd be similar. It falls into a similarity to what we do with the non-conforming use of business that already existed when zoning was established and continued on for years, and all of a sudden it closed. If it closed down for 2 years, it's void.
So is that what this addresses, or is that something else?
Basically, it's the same reference. It makes that 2 year reference on the last two lines.
Right. That's what I wasn't sure if we were just talking about
abandonment.
If we were talking about abandonment of an operation that had previously been in operation and then they went out of business either for health reasons or they wanted to sell it and the real estate market wasn't selling.
And an example of that would be typically a bar pit. The bar pits, they basically, the non-conforming and the current ones, they maintain an activity on that site even if it's only hauling a few loads of dirt to be able to justify that they have hauled dirt. That way they don't lose their status.
Right. Okay. Thank you,
Mr. Okay. Anyone else have any questions for Mr. Lang? Okay, then. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in this application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Ordinance Amendment Chapter 115 to define substantially underway or abandoned conditional uses? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. And we'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.